Welcome to the Create a Pivot podcast. I am your host, Heather Johnston, a life, business, and career coach for midlife women who are ready to banish burnout, say goodbye to the shoulda, woulda, coulda lifestyle, and pivot over to a life led with a creative heart. My own experience of dealing with burnout and deciding to take the leap of becoming an entrepreneur led me here to becoming a certified life coach and creating this podcast. Do you have a dream, an idea, a what if I was able to do this for a living thought that just won't leave you alone? This podcast is for you. I interview women who have taken those thoughts and turned them into a new career, a new way of living, pivoted into their authentic self. They share what led them to their pivots, as well as tips for how you can take those ideas and try something new. I also offer solo episodes to share my own stories, along with lessons from my coaching practice on how to make those midlife musings become your new way of life. All episodes of the podcast are sponsored by Creative Pivot Coaching. Please visit thecreativepivot.com to schedule a free coaching call with me today. And now, on to this week's episode. Welcome to episode 49 of the Creative Pivot podcast. Today's guest is Marley Williams. Marley has the title, unofficial title, of professional camp counselor. She is the creator, the founder of Camp Yes for Women that happens every September over Labor Day weekend outside of Portland, Oregon. I say lucky. I think I made the choice to say yes to myself to attend Camp Yes this last year in September 2021. And I think I have just become a Camp Yes convert. I was nervous about it. I am an introvert. Going to camp, high tens, hugs, art projects, camp games, giant slip and slide. All these things made me a little uncomfortable, but I didn't know I needed to be nudged into the fun zone a little bit, that I ignored the having more fun in my life. And since Camp Yes, this last year, or last, I guess, 6 months, that is a commitment that I've made to how can I bring more fun into my life. And it is also something that when I work with coaching clients, as much as we want to change what we're doing and how we're doing things, that adding more fun into our life is a very, very important component of saying yes to ourselves. So a little bit about Marley, besides the professional camp counselor. She is an international interactive keynote speaker. She is a play activist. She is a joy instigator. She has worked with organizations such as Nike, United Way, DoorDash, along with many colleges and schools across the United States. She fell in love with transformational leadership because of her time spent as a camp counselor when she was 19 years old. Her experience led her to pursuing a bachelor's degree in outdoor education. She has a master's degree in education, along with 15 years of leadership experience. She decided to step into that role, a professional camp counselor, and started Camp Yes. I hope you love this conversation with Marley. If you stay to the end, Marley gives a special coupon code for $100 off Camp Yes for September 2022. All the links to Marley's offerings will be in the show notes as normal. And I hope that you choose to say yes to yourself after hearing this conversation, and that it perpetuates more yeses in your life moving forward. Welcome, Marley Williams. So today on the podcast, I have Marley Williams. And Marley, I was trying to think back about where I first found you.
And it could have just been from the hundreds of different connections of people in Portland that you have impacted in some way with one of your events or with one of your coaching programs or a keynote speech, or I'm not sure where, but I know, I think back in 2019, I bookmarked Camp Yes as a, I need to do this someday. Mm. At that point, I was not ready for that. I'm an introverted individual. You are an extroverted individual. And the energy you exuded, even through your website, was like, ooh, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Mm.
Come back around shortly after 2019 ended. We've been dealing with lots of stuff over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have you come on the podcast to not only talk about my own experience with Camp Yes and just how transformational it was, but also about just that power of saying yes to yourself. Because I don't like the idea that we have to write ourselves a permission slip, because I don't think we need permission. Mm. We just need to say yes and go forward, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I would just love to have you kind of introduce yourself, and maybe we can talk about Camp Yes first.
I love it.
And where that seed was planted.
Yeah.
And how it kind of came to fruition. And then, you know, we'll circle back on all the other things that you do and offer.
Perfect. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I had the idea of creating an adult summer camp for women called Camp Yes. And it was funny. It's like, sometimes when you're like creating programs, you're like, what am I going to call this thing? And there was like no question in my mind, like, this is what it's about. It's like my whole mission in life is to help empower and inspire women to say yes to themselves. And Camp Yes is really a culmination of really 20 years of experience as an outdoor educator, going on this Outward Bound experience when I was 19 years old, loving personal development and quotes and inspiration and leadership and being a wilderness guide and then being a life coach and a speaker. And it was just like, Camp Yes is like all of the things that I believe in: adventure, nature, play, possibility, community. We need that, I think, now more than ever. And really witnessing how it's like the idea of saying yes to yourself. It's like, it sounds like this simple thing, but actually how hard it can be and how much courage it takes, how much bravery it takes, how much belief in yourself, and helping women cultivate the confidence to know that like they can do anything, and how easy it is for us to get stuck or stopped or in our own way. We have fears, we have doubts, we have insecurities, we have trauma, we have all of these things that can keep us stuck. And I think the idea, the essence of camp is how powerful it is to have, you know, 70 women in a circle who have all chosen to be there in this pursuit of like asking this big question of like, well, what does it mean to say yes to me and say yes to my life and say yes to my dreams and say yes to these big ambitious goals and to say them out loud and to be heard and seen and loved and witnessed in that? And how many people keep those dreams to themselves, or how many people have a dream but don't really believe it's possible, or how many people don't even let themselves dream big because they are scared that it might not work out, or the fear of failure, and how much we need each other. Because I think that we live in this very kind of individualistic world where it's like, do it all alone, do it yourself, and how much I think we need other people to buoy us, to cheer us on, to support us in that pursuit. And that, yeah, I mean, it really, Camp Yes really feels like the culmination of everything that I believe in, everything that I love. And when I talk to creative people and entrepreneurs, I always say,
you know, if you have an idea in your mind of something that you want to build or do or create, there's a reason for it. And it's not an accident. And it also means that there are other people out there that need to hear it, see it, read it, listen to it, experience it. And so putting that out into the universe, you know, we started Camp Yes in 2017. And since then has impacted hundreds of women all over the country that come, all over the world. Even we've had people come from Canada and Mexico and all over the place. And to just create this global movement of women who are showing up and powerfully saying yes to the things that they really want and saying yes to each other.
Can you talk a little bit about what it means to you at the end of your first Camp Yes, and maybe just at the end of this last one in 2021, given the kind of pause that we had?
Right.
How were you feeling when those campers left after that first camping session?
I mean, there's just this, like, this is what I'm here to do. Just this feeling of all of this, like the seeds that got planted, the connections that got made, the dreams that got nurtured, and this idea of like everyone kind of going back out into their universe or their world and knowing like what's cool about, I feel like, you know, leading leaders is that like those people are going to go back and impact their kids or their partners, their families, their communities, the clients, the people they serve. And like that ripple effect of like, okay, well, what's possible is it's beyond these 50 women and there's all these, you know, these, the people that they get to impact and those people that they get to impact. And I think that like just feeling so proud of, I think when I talk at Camp Yes, it's like, you know, me, like Camp Yes is me saying yes to me, right? In a way, like me saying, how many times we have an idea and we're like, ah, I could never do that. Or who the hell am I? Or what if it doesn't work out? What if no one comes, right? Or whatever. And this idea of like, because I said yes to this dream, that you all get to say yes to your dream. And trying to model that possibility, model like what it takes. And I mean, yeah, it's just like that feeling of like, oh yeah, like this is what I'm here to do. And just and I say at camp, you know, like that first day you're looking around the circle and you're like, I don't know any of these people. And I was like, I guarantee you. And maybe some of you are like, what have I just done? Do I belong here? Do I fit in? And I know that on Sunday, when we stand back in this circle, you're going to look around and see a family and see a community and see people that will be the friends for the rest of your life. That will be partners, collaborators, mentors, mentees, partners in crime, hiking buddies, you know, and it happens every single time. And I love that.
My own experience. So yeah. I went in 2021 and I think I found out about Camp Yes right after the 2019 session. So then, and I was like, I'm going to do that next year. Well, you know, we can't always say that anymore. Right. So it's, but that was something that was scheduled. So it's not like I could just say, I'm going to Camp Yes next weekend and, you know, making that immediate kind of action plan. But right. I went in knowing I was going to be uncomfortable, but what do you call it? Getting fun
uncomfortable.
And also because all of us, not the extroverts and the introverts, like we all had been isolated and just like zooming each other, you know, just through the camera and our microphones for so long. And you address this, but we kind of forgot to human, you know, be a human. Like, how do I have conversations with the person? They're breathing on me and, you know, and other things. And you put all these comfort level things in place for wherever you were capable of showing up, which I thought was so nice to see because I was worried. I was anxious about it and I have anxiety anyway. So that's, you know, anything that can up us. I remember the first day
I was like, oh, this is really good. This is, you know, I really like this. And everyone's so nice. And everyone was open. Like, there's no closed circles. And that's something you also talk about. If someone walks up, you just create this, you know, you can always create the space. As I went to bed that first night on Thursday, I was like, I'm feeling uncomfortable. But it was also because I still was showing up in the, well, here's all the things that they're doing. And here's all the things I have to do. I know Marley said, if you don't want to do it, if you need the time, go to the hammocks, go to that. And I did it. And then I said, that's what I need to change. I identified it so quickly. And once I made the change of saying, I'm going to go do this in the morning, but then you know what? I know I need time. Mm-hmm. And I went and journaled, and there were play shops going on, you know, and other things happening. But then I was able to come in fully as myself and not kind of with that mask of, I'm going to pretend I have lots of energy and I'm here for it.
Right.
And that was the change, the define, you know, kind of the place of when I changed. But when I walked away from Camp Yes on that Sunday, I processed it a lot that evening and realized that I was not a kid that went to camp. Mm. I went to Evergreen State College in Olympia. I'm a Gooey Duck graduate.
Nice. Of Evergreen,
surrounded by students that love the outdoors. And I love the beauty of the outdoors, but I didn't know how to approach it. And I realized I still kind of carry that around. Mm. I love camping, but only to a certain degree. You know, it's like, I always kind of hold myself up. And I think you created that, like, if you want to get in it and get in your tent and be on the ground, that's for you. You want to be in a bunkhouse with other women, but you have kind of your own space, that's for you. If you want to be in the lodge and have a bed and all the, you know, that's for you. Like, there is a place no matter where.
Yeah.
Because you just want to get us there.
Right.
And that power behind saying yes to yourself.
Mm.
Because last year I had decided that my kind of mantra, and this is very hard and true, but it's something I ask myself whenever I'm like wavering, that if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean the whole thing's a hell no, but it means there's something that's a hell no that I'm not letting into my life. And I just need to evaluate what that is.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But the hell yes is, I'm going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be new. It's going to be this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm accepting it and I'm moving into it. And I think that is it's the power though of Camp Yes, creating that container.
Mm. Yeah.
What is the thing in the work that you do that you love the most?
Mm. I mean, I really love building community, building connections, helping people. Like when we're standing in that circle, like I really do. It's such a huge part of when I think about the difference between being a speaker and being a facilitator. I love facilitation. I love, and the root of facilitate is facile, which means to make easy. And it's like, what I want to make easier for people is to connect with themselves and to connect with others, to connect with their greater kind of their yes, their purpose, their mission. And like, just to really intentionally craft and curate and create transformation, like transformational experiences, and knowing, like one of the big things that I talk to with like other retreat leaders and event people is like, just because people are in the room, it does not mean they're going to connect, but they're there because they want to. And you just need to give them a reason to. And that opening welcome circle and like the high fives and the questions and find a partner and all of that, like everything is very intentional. Like that is important. And, you know, sit with someone new at each meal, right? Like no closed circles and open circles and all of these things where I've been to events before and I'm like, here's all of these people who care about this topic. And even though I'm like one of the most extroverted people, it's hard to make that first step. It's hard to, you know, go and introduce yourself. But if there's someone saying, all right, go back to back, find a new buddy, turn around and talk about what inspired you to be here. And you share, and people, I think, are hungry for a deeper level of connection. And I love facilitating that and seeing like how that ripples, how that impacts the entire experience, right? Because you can leave, you know, an experience with like a notebook full of notes, but like the connections that people make in the community and people feeling like they're a part of something. I love it. And I mean, I love like all of the little nuances of camp and just this idea. And I was listening to a podcast with Brené Brown today, and she talks about how joy is actually the most vulnerable emotion.
Mm.
And this idea of, can we allow ourselves to, and especially in the past couple of years, like we have lost touch with joy and with play. And it's like, I don't have time for that. Or I'm busy trying to just stay afloat and keep shit in my life together, you know? And one of, I think, the most powerful moments I had at Camp Yes, and I think this was in 2019, I had a camper walk up to me after going down the giant 350-foot slip and slide. And she had tears in her eyes and she was laughing. And she said, Marley, I never knew how healing play could be. And I'm like, I mean, it gives me goosebumps just to think about those moments of at the Camp Yes games and at the talent show and at the campfire. And just, I think, you know, as human beings for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we gathered around fires, we told stories, we listened to each other, we walked in the woods together, and we are people that need people. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, again, being so isolated and even isolated just in your own unit, your own family, or living alone, even during COVID, and how hungry we are for that human connection and to be heard and seen and witnessed, and not with the mask, but for like the authentic version of you, and to model that, and how much people need that in their life.
As an introvert, I did not know how much I needed people until the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize how important that was to me. And it reminds me of kind of that idea of when women are stressed or dealing with anxiety, instead of the fight or flight, there's a tend or befriend. Have you heard that before? Where it's, women tend to make sure that those that they care for are taken care of and that there is community around them. You know, just thinking of that and thinking of the not being able to befriend.
Right.
Except through like online is why we need these experiences, these in-person experiences so much as just a stress reliever.
Yeah.
So after Camp Yes this year, you introduced Club Yes.
Club Yes.
You know, drum roll, Club drum roll. Yes. And 2021 was my first year, but I was able to sign up for that. So I was like, ooh, I got in for, you know, I got to be in the, you know, the first class, a founding member. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I love the idea, and it also allows us to kind of hold on to that energy as like a touchstone throughout the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Every year that I've done camp, there's always this energy on Saturday of like day three of camp where people don't want it to end. And then like this kind of fear of what's going to happen when I leave here. It's like, I'm high on life. I have all these amazing connections. Like, and I really wanted to create an opportunity. It's one thing to say yes to yourself in the wood, in the middle of the woods for 4 days, but like what does happen when you go back home? And some people, I realize, you know, they don't have community that can hold them and lift them up and create this like camp-like energy throughout, not just the 4 days, but for the entire year, and say yes to yourself all year long. And so I created Club Yes, which is a year-long membership program for people that have attended camp. And we've opened it up to other people as well who don't want to wait until camp, but they want to be in that energy. And I think it was amazing, you know, like 30 out of 50 people said yes to joining us in Club Yes, which I think there's a huge need to like have that, that period of integration. Cause I've gone to conferences, retreats, events, you leave, you're high on life, you go back, everything is just kind of for a little while you have that. And then it's like the slow fade out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, as a transformational leader and facilitator, I'm like, I am committed to your transformation, not for these 4 days, but like over time, because transformation does take time and integration. And a lot of people leave camp and they're like, oh, I didn't get to connect with this person. Or maybe we had a small connection, but this idea of like the connections can go so much further, the collaborations, the partnerships, the accountability buddies, all of that. And so that has been a huge gift, I think, to the people that are showing up and having our community campfire chats and the group coaching sessions and the power hours and all of these ways to the monthly challenges and people reaching out for support. We're doing like this Asking April, and it's been so fun to see like the things that people are asking for and the energy and the momentum that we can keep things going throughout the entire year. And so, I'm excited to like continue to grow that and build that. And like this idea of like where people can join Club Yes and then come to camp, or come to camp mm-hmm. and then join Club Yes, as just this invitation and opportunity to for women to feel like they have this. It's all about community, really. Community, accountability, inspiration, mentorship, support. So it's been really fun. What's been your favorite part of Club Yes as like after like saying yes to Club Yes after camp?
I love the continuation of community. I love the idea of being able to go back to camp in September and see faces that are familiar, because I'm still introverted in many ways, you know? So like to walk into a party and be like, oh, look, there's Lisa. Oh, there's Leah. Oh, there's Brenda. There, you know, like all these people that I know that there's trust already there. And I know they come open-hearted for any new face that's there, because we all were new at some point in time. We all understand what it feels like to walk into a room kind of with your soul a little bare, because this is not a networking conference. You know, it's networking happens because we all share these things that we're trying to build, or, you know, become leaders or teams that we want to make sure can be heart-led as well and saying yes to themselves, like all of these things. But you're just showing up for you. It's not like I'm going to learn how to sit in a hammock and then I can go back and teach everybody else how to sit in a hammock. Like that's not what it's for.
Right.
So Club Yes continues that energy of the community. Yeah. And so you brought in a negotiator to our last, just a couple days ago, to one of our
Club fireside Yes chat,
meeting, our fireside chat. And, she brought up a couple ideas and a couple ways that she did it. And she even said, when I show you examples of how I negotiate, it will not look like negotiating. And that, just that phrase right there is like, that's how I want to show up.
Mm.
Because you just allow your skills and your experience and what you have learned to show up and speak for itself, and basically just give all the reasons why. Here's what I do, and here's what I do, and here's the transformation that will happen. And I think that is one of the biggest takeaways. You don't need to come to every meeting.
Right.
You could just be a part of the Facebook group and just communicate there. You don't even need to do that. Yeah. But
your Club Yes sisters kind of have your back. If you show up and say, I haven't shown up, I'm really sorry, but I've been really busy building this thing, will you support me? And they show up and they support.
Right.
And what could you want more than, right, than that type of connection?
Yeah.
One other, well, not one other thing, but one of the things that you are doing, you keep creating ways that women can say yes to themselves. Can't come to Camp Yes? That's fine. Can't do Club Yes? That's okay. How about, and then, you know, you're like, I got something else for you, you know, that might. So why don't we talk about activate your purpose? So
yeah,
this podcast is going to be released the Wednesday before the virtual session, which is on April 30th. And then the in-person session in Portland, which is on May 1st. But can you talk about that event?
Yeah.
And what it's going to be?
Yeah, for sure. This is your personal invitation to join us. Yeah. So we've been doing these half day retreats, again, having a virtual option and in-person option for people that, okay, I'm not ready to go to camp for 4 days, but I want a taste of what this is all about. And, this idea of activating your purpose, so many people come to me as a coach and, you know, when I do speaking, it's like, they're asking this big question, like, what is my purpose? What is my mission? Like, what am I here to do? Like, what is the, again, what's the big thing that I want to say yes to? And the idea of activating it is really inspiring and encouraging people to kind of get out of their head and into action. And so at the event, we're going to talk about like really uncovering your purpose in a deeper way that where you feel like, yeah, like it's a hell yeah, right? To what it is that you're here to do and to actually start taking steps towards that. And acknowledging what are the fears, what are the doubts, what comes up, what are the limiting beliefs that get in your way, and what are the empowering beliefs that will support you in taking bold, inspired, and imperfect action towards that vision? Like, where are you going, and what are the steps to get there? And again, getting to do that, and like how I facilitate events is that it's very playful, it's very interactive, it's very dynamic, and getting people to like get out of their own way, out of their head, into their heart, into their bodies, feeling inspired and empowered and motivated so that they feel this idea of like activation. Like I can, like, I think that that's what people leave camp being like, I can do this thing. Mm-hmm. I, you know, and like all these things that we put on the back burner, we're like, we'll do it later, or I don't really know. But again, when you get in front of a room full of people and you're like, this is my purpose in the world and here's what I'm going to do about it. And people are like, hell yeah, you are. Like that is the energy that can get generated when we're in a group of people that are all saying yes to themselves and saying yes to their dreams and saying yes to their vision and taking action towards it. Versus like, it can be hard to do that kind of work just on your own, in your journal, in your head. And I just think when we dream in community and when we say things out loud and we, you know, it just moves that, the goals further. Like it's like an exponential growth. Mm-hmm. I think that can happen, and exponential action. And it's like, whew, feeling like unleashed and unlocked of like leaving, like I can really do this. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling stuck, if you need a boost, I would definitely encourage you to join us for Activate online or in person. Both will be amazing.
One of the things for April for Club Yes was to ask and make asks of people, little, small, what's standing in your way. And I said, the thing I've learned is that when I am inspired to take action, to ask for something,
yeah,
I need to do it.
Yeah.
Or move towards it quickly without allowing the spiral to start happening. The right. Future, you know, it's never a good thing if you let your brain think too much about some of those ideas, because
it's true. It's true. Cause we'll talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah.
But that's why I say inspiration without action isn't enough. And that's why it's just like, I don't want just want to inspire people. I want to activate people. I want them to take action and apply what they're learning, apply the information and take the inspiration and actually leave doing something with it.
And one of the things I want to kind of wrap up our interview, and thank you so much for coming on, is about also how you make Camp Yes so inclusive of not excluding anyone. What would be, if we, you know, kind of end on this, what are you saying yes to next for Marley?
Yeah, great question. Ah, I'm saying yes to a sold out Camp Yes 2022. What I'm saying yes to. I am really excited. I mean, every year that I do it, like the event just keeps getting better and better, and to like increase the capacity, but still create the same level of intimacy that we have at the Camp Yes experience. And so that's my big mission, is to sell out camp and to get on more stages and to speak more and to inspire more people. I think that, again, that's what I am here to do. And it's like, watch out, Mel Robbins, I'm coming for you. So yeah, speaking and camp, like those are like my big things that I'm really saying yes to right now. And as the weather gets nicer, saying yes to more time outside, more play, more fun, more adventure. And yeah, so we would love to have you join us at camp. And I'd love to give you, for those of you listening, $100 promo code if you use the word yes, all caps.
All caps.
That'll give you $100 off joining us at Camp Yes. And you can even become a camp ambassador, where you, if you get your friends to join you at camp, you get $100. So we'll have all of that info in the show notes, and we'd love to have you join us. And thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to see you at camp again and see you at Activate Your Purpose. And
yes, I'm all signed up. So
keep the party going. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much again for being on. And yeah, I hope it's sold out too. And I can't wait to go, like counting down the days. I mean, I'm looking forward to
camp
summer.
Yes, countdown.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to summer. I don't want that to just blur, you know, like fly by, but it's a good cherry on the top for the end of summer to wrap up.
I hear you. It's a good way. It's a good way to end it.
Awesome. Thanks, Marley.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Creative Pivot. Make sure you check the show notes and all the links for Marley's events, for her website, if you want to hire her to be your next keynote speaker at your next event, you'll be able to find her information there. Some of my takeaways from our interview today is never underestimate the power of what it means to say yes to yourself. When you are in an environment where you just get to decide what you are going to do next, not worrying about anyone else. Have you experienced that lately? Going to Camp Yes, I realized it was all about being able to say yes to what I wanted to do or not wanting to do. And it's such power there. And to have others share witness to you saying yes, you feel seen. Being in community is so powerful. The idea of tending and befriending when we're in stress, taking care of others and being in community, it's a powerful, powerful thing that really we don't have enough of right now in our society. If you get that creative spark, that creative idea, it means that there's a reason behind it. What are you going to do with that idea? What are you going to create? What are you going to say yes to? Think of Camp Yes as a way of saying yes to yourself. Because I said yes to the dream of going to Camp Yes, because Marley said yes to her dream of hosting and facilitating Camp Yes, you get the opportunity of saying yes to your dream. Never forget how healing play can be. Marley talks about that, of one of the campers coming to her and talking about going down the huge kind of slip and slide that is at Camp Yes, and how healing play can be, and just feeling, you know, Marley having those goosebumps. That's, I mean, I could feel it through the screen watching her over Zoom. And inspiration without activation is not enough. So I leave you with a question on today's episode. What are you going to say yes to today, just for you? Talk to you next week on the 50th episode of The Creative Pivot. Thank you so much for all your support.